Hi, my name is Cameron Nices. I'm from California City, California. And I also spent some of my younger years in Ramstein, Germany. I'm a biology major, and I'm also receiving a minor in philosophy. Now, like all other biology majors, physics is a requirement. Well, at least that's what it started out as, just a requirement. I figured physics is just going to be a lot of useless information that I'm never going to use after college. But I can see now that physics is much more than just useless information. I can see directly how it relates to biology and how it relates to chemistry and how it's relating to my future career in medicine. Physics explains how an MRI works and how nuclear medicine works, which is going to be extremely important. Physics also not only explains my classes and my future career, but much more than that, it explains everything. Everything that you do begins with the basis of physics. Physics is what explains everything. So if you can understand physics, it's going to give you, it gives a great, great basis for everything else. Now, Tony has this problem-solving method that, as I use it, it becomes more and more useful to me because it gives me structure to what the problem is. From the beginning to the end, it gives complete structure. So, from the beginning, the diagram is extremely important because it shows that you can visualize what the problem is. And for me, being a visual person, it helps me see how what the next step in the problem is going to be. What equation am I going to use? How might I solve it? The next thing in the problem-solving method is writing down all the givens. I mean, it's an easy step. It seems kind of tedious, but the reason behind this is that it also shows what equations go with what you're given. And also, it gives you a second check on yourself. If you can make sure that a 4 that you write down isn't a 0.4, this is going to relieve a lot of ridiculous mistakes. Now, the next step is putting down the equation that you're going to use and not just putting down a derived equation. Now, if you decide to use a derived equation, showing each step is important because it makes sure that you don't get ahead of yourself and it's derived the right way and you can see each step on the way backwards. So, and of course, the final thing, of course, is the solution. But everything in between there, from the diagram to the solution, there's reasoning. Now, reasoning is the most important thing because it shows that the person who did this problem knows what they're doing. Now, if I can give reasoning to what I did, it shows that I really understand each step of the way. So, and also, if I did it right, then somebody who doesn't understand this problem, I can give them the problem and how I solved it in this problem-solving method, and they'd be able to understand it themselves. And also, it's a great review, so you don't have to resolve a problem. You can look at it and see how you solve it yourself. Now, college. College is something that is full of stress, it takes up a lot of money, it takes up a lot of time, it takes up a lot of sleep, but I believe in something called delayed gratification, and I wouldn't be here right now if I truly didn't enjoy it. Now, when I leave college, when I leave and have a bachelor's degree in biology, I want to leave feeling confident. Now, what I mean by confident is I want to feel like I walked away and am going to be able to continue my education in PA school and do well, have all the basis for understanding everything from there on forth. And that means feeling confident in my chemistry, in my biology, of course, and lastly, most importantly, physics.